keeping your IT team sharp isn't optional, it's essential. CBT Nuggets delivers high-quality IT training led by real-world experts who know what teams actually need on systems teams will actually use. Whether it's staying current on cloud, networking, or security, CBT Nuggets makes training simple, effective, and scalable. No fluff, no wasted time, just smarter, faster IT teams. Thousands of companies trust CBT Nuggets, and yours can too. Go to cbtnuggets.com/solutions and start training today.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for now, Wednesday, the 3rd of September. So I hope you're all keeping well. Good to have you join us as always. And the whole idea of this session, as you know, is for us to do our analysis where we look at market fundamentals, we look at risk sentiment, and we look at the technical charts as well. And we shall leave you with a trade plan over the course of the next sort of 15 minutes or so. And the idea is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So we talk an awful lot about the importance of planning your trades, and this is what this session is designed to do. So hopefully you'll be clear in your head in terms of exactly what it is we're looking for, not just which symbol we're happen to be trading, but also why are we trading those markets in that direction. And having a bit of an understanding of that will be really useful for you moving forward. Haristo, it's supposed to be 7:30. We're running just a few minutes late this morning, so apologies for that. We have our company meeting around 7:15. We're a few minutes late for that, so it had a bit of a knock-on effect, so apologies for that. But let's get into it. So yeah, around 7:30 every morning. Okay, please see our risk warning currently up on screen. And as always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. And as a quick introduction, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, you know, which markets do we want to trade? And like we say, why do we want to trade those markets? Then we're looking at, in terms of our strategy, executing our entries, where do we exit? You know, how do we position ourselves in these markets? And then you want to build in things like risk management. So if you've got a strong handle on your exposure, how do you manage the trade once you enter? We had our webinar 9 of our financial trading mentorship program last night, which hopefully found it useful, but it was all about trade management and what are those decisions that need to be made between entry and exit. So really useful session that, along with trading psychology as well. We're always leaning into the psychology of these markets and how they can impact our decision making. And we've addressed these considerations in a practical manner every day in our live trade rooms. That's probably the most important thing about our live trade rooms. And we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach. No matter what's really happening, we look for very specific opportunities in certain markets. We're accurate in the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news then. So good morning, everyone. Welcome. And actually, from a news perspective, it's all about toward the end of this week rather than the beginning. So a bit of a bank holiday Monday and Tuesday in North America. Yesterday, I suppose the only sort of interesting bit of news we had was manufacturing PMI numbers coming in a little bit weaker than expected, with slightly weaker manufacturing prices. So, you know, this is this whole manufacturing dynamic was expected to be seeing a bit of an uptick with Donald Trump and his tariffs and trying to bring manufacturing back to the US. And it's just slow in terms of making any significant progress. So those PMI numbers are a little bit on the subdued side. You may be familiar with the gatherings in China over the last couple of days, where we've had all major leaders around the world. Well, so let's say Eastern Europe, Asia, So Russia, all your big players in India, along with China, of course, and many of those significant economies in Asia, appearing to, and it's really quite important for global dynamics, because they're being sort of hammered in various different ways by the US and, of course, Trump policies in terms of these trade talks. So really, these countries are being kind of forced together a little bit to cooperate, to see how they can assist each other during this time of US. Is victimization a bit of a tough word? It probably is, but certainly being targeted by the US. And that was always likely to be a bit of an issue for the rest of the world. Like, you're going to take the tariffs, take the financial sort of hit, but then you may go and re-circumvent and create sort of cooperations and develop certain relationships with countries perhaps you didn't do previously. And this is the slightly medium and longer term impact of what Donald Trump is doing now. And if the credibility of the institutions in the US, like the Fed, like the government, then you start to get a breakdown of confidence in terms of what the US represents. And this is slightly, again, a more medium and longer term view of how things are likely to unfold. And what's always quite interesting is the US have done phenomenally well over the last 40 years off the back of globalization, capitalism. And it appears that sort of, you could even extend it, you know, certainly out to the 60s, which would make it kind of a 60-year neoliberalism globalization push, probably more so from the 80s onwards. And we seem to be coming to an end of a certain period, and we're entering kind of a new phase, which includes higher tariffs from the US. You know, there's conflict between leaders. If you just look at the ongoing debacle between the US and India, for example, and India is supposed to be the largest democracy in the world, and they're sort of appearing to cooperate a little bit more with China and Russia. So yeah, we have to see how all these sort of geopolitical moves end up playing out. And it's going to be interesting to see if the only tactic that the US will end up having is punishing everybody. And could that end up sort of make things worse? Trump's ego suggests that probably would make things worse. But, you know, we just have to wait and see how these things play out. So that's on a geopolitical, on a bit of a macro stage. I'm sure Trump was kind of watching what was going on over the last couple of days really quite closely. So moving on, and we said most of the news is really about US job numbers. It's what the markets are really quite nervous about. Those start today at 3 p.m. So yesterday we were able to get into a couple of trades, weakness in the industry markets and a strong dollar strength move. And we're still in those trades. Now, it's debatable how long we'll be in those trades, because we've got US job numbers and job openings at 3 p.m. today. So we've got a bit of a window opportunity. We got very close to our take profit in the S&P 500. Our bias is still to the downside. However, we will see and assess whether we need to make decisions around that. And then tomorrow, we've got ADP and unemployment claims with non-farm payroll numbers on Friday expected. You could say on the weaker side. And that's really what these markets are getting a bit more nervous about, is the weakness potential in the jobs market, which means the Fed would cut rates for the wrong reasons, as opposed to the Fed cutting rates for the right reasons. What's going on in the bond markets? You've got the 2-year Treasury note at 3.65, getting a little bit of a bounce off the 360 lows of 360. What are we down at these levels? 362. Now we're at 365. And we're just sort of drifting sideways. So are not really much to consider on the short-term end. we're getting a lot more volatility around slightly longer term. So if you look at the 10-year, and if you go up to the 30-year, you know, those are, yesterday we saw 25-year highs for the UK gilt market, the 30-year gilts. So we've got this, let's say, concern creeping in, and these slightly longer term bond yields looking to extend. It's just creating that that steepening, which would be a concern for these markets. Okay, so where are we at? Overnight, Australian GDP quarterly coming in a little bit better than expected, a little bit of a bounce on the previous. So a bit of sort of mild positive news really there for the Australian economy. And we'd be hearing from Christine Lagarde this morning. Don't quite know what event this is, due to deliver opening remarks at the European Systemic Risk Board Conference in Frankfurt. Doesn't appear to be any sort of Q&A with that event, so prepared statements are not likely to be too explosive. We'll be hearing from the RBA, Governor Bullock, due to deliver a speech titled Technology and the Future of Central Banking at the RBA. Something to keep an eye out for in something like that would be something around these digital currencies. Where are these central banks at with regards to these digital currencies, and how would that impact currency flows? But whether we get that much information from the RBA, not so sure. And everything's really building up. So we've got this monetary policy report hearing coming out of the UK from 2:15. So during these hearings, the BOE governor and several MPC members testify on inflation and economic outlook before the Parliament Treasury Committee. So there'll be a bit of a grilling this afternoon for UK politicians, probably around, you know, inflation, how they manage to sort of continue to let inflation become a bit of a structural problem. And those bond yields rallying aggressively on the longer term. We're still waiting to see what sort of impact they'll have on the shorter term. So some, you know, a couple of interesting data points. And this job openings number, we're expecting 7.38. We've been sitting around these kind of 7.4 levels now for maybe 6 months, 7 months. We've been at that sort of level. So a bit of stability, you could say, around 7.4. And that's really what we're expecting. We could get a bit of a market reaction if this number comes in somewhere in and around 7.1 million, 7 million, 6.9. If there's a sharp shift to the downside, that could be impactful for markets and would lean into that. Fed needing to cut rates because the jobs market is likely to take a bit of a hit. So we want to kind of be prepared for this job, US jobs number in terms of the job opening number. And then tomorrow we've got ADP along with unemployment claims. So we'll discuss that tomorrow perhaps. So really what the markets are ultimately feeling nervous about is whether the Fed are cutting for the right reasons in terms of low inflation and reasonably decent growth and strong jobs number, in which case, you know, if the Fed cut rates, that's a net positive for equity prices. You would probably see a good rally. Here's the kicker. If job numbers start weakening quite aggressively, the Fed will have to start cutting rates because of the jobs market, which implies that we could be heading into a bit of a recession. So that whole soft and hard landing is still front and center almost. It appears that it's quite soft. If you look at some of the main hard data, it looks pretty positive on a broad basis. If you break it down, you dig a little bit deeper, you'll see that there's really, really significant weakness built in there as well. And this is all played out fantastically well in markets like gold. So over the last 2, 4, 6, 8, sort of 10 days, we've had a really, really strong rally from the 33.30 level right up to the 35, 34 level currently. So we've had a massive move. Our entry price was the 34.50. We didn't really get a pullback to get into the trade. we were really trying to get into it halfway in the move yesterday. Massive further upside, breaking above all-time highs. We're interested to see how it would react around the 3,500. Just broke through it and just kept going. And now we're at all-time highs again with regards to gold. So that just suggests to us that maybe this is a recessionary play. We know central banks are hoarding gold and they're continuing to do so. However, there seems to be a bit more capital coming in as a kind of a flight to safety trade, it appears. And that was the nature behind yesterday's dollar move as well. There seems to be a quite a strong risk-off trade. So indices started to weaken, the dollar was strengthening, and gold was rallying. So across the board, we had really quite strong risk-off market dynamics. And that played out very soon after yesterday's pre-market trade plan session. So so where are we at? We can look at these are, just to clarify, these are the most volatile, most the biggest by market capitalization in the world. And this is where we want to sort of be and position ourselves. We're not really too interested in more exotic markets of any kind. It's really the big sort of 15, 16 global markets that where we can identify correlations, trade them, see what's going on, see where capital is moving. Is it coming out of equities and into safe havens? Is it moving towards risk? We can make these assumptions really quite easily if we look at these macro markets. And this is really what we specialize in. So you can see yesterday we had a good rally, a good 3-hour move to the downside, followed by quite a strong reversal. Okay, sorry, this is a 4-hour chart. So let's revert back to the hourly, perhaps. Really good, strong move to the downside. We got very close to our take profit. Well, I think we were less than 10 pips away from taking profit on the trade. And then you get your, as we always do, you get your pullback very close to resistance levels in at these prices. So we bounced off resistance again, which is pretty much always what happens. And now we've got a decision to make. So we've got the ability to mitigate risk on the trade, which we're going to take now in the European trading session. So we're not going to have any exposure in this particular trade, with a view for these prices to still roll over to the downside. They're just looking a little bit more positive as we speak. But let's see how these things play out today. For the dollar, we're waiting to see, are we going to get some continuation? The answer is potentially, but if you look at the euro dollar, it's in a 4-week sideways pattern. Really, there's a lot of support and resistance. And we're in the middle of that support and resistance there. What I'm going to do just before I let you go is to just put up the support and resistance levels. If we look at support, we've now got, this is on an hourly time frame for the S&P, but structurally we've got quite strong levels below yesterday's lows. This is the NASDAQ in the middle. We've got support down here for crude oil, and we've had a bit of a pull back into resistance, so I'll demonstrate that in just a moment. And unfortunately, as far as support is concerned, back in gold, we're right the way back here. So it's only been a linear move. Support levels in markets like the New Zealand dollar, we're looking to see, will the dollar strengthen enough to get these prices down to these lower levels? That's what we're anticipating. And this is your support level for markets like the euro dollar. So in addition to support, we also identify resistance, and this is a strong resistance level, which is pretty much where our entry price is, and that's what we're looking at. We've got sort of this high in here for the NASDAQ, so we're in between this resistance level, and euro dollar, that's your resistance level, pretty much from, I think, Monday's highs. It's pretty much where it was quite an important decision-making point, and then it pulled back quite aggressively yesterday, as we can see. We're in the New Zealand dollar. There's your resistance level, which is where our stop loss is, so we can stick with this trade for now. And you have to say resistance has to be today's high in markets like gold. So look, we've got resistance levels in these markets. We've got a bit of a sideways moving pattern. Yes, we did get some good moves yesterday. We're looking to see if we can stick with the S&P. We're looking to see if we can stick with markets like the New Zealand dollar. Our bias is very much to the downside on that potential for further downside with the S&P, with markets like the New Zealand dollar. We're looking to see if we get a bit of a break in the NASDAQ. You know, we were quite careful to just lean into it and not fill our boots, even though we would have had a good few hours. But and now, in terms of resistance for markets like crude oil, it actually looks a little bit more appealing to us to look at potentially, is there a selling opportunity at these higher prices? So we can have a look for some selling opportunities across most of these markets. And of course, the only real move is a massive breakout above that 3450 level. And then we've rallied straight above 3500. So we're still leaning in for now, weakness with the S&P and the NASDAQ. We can see if we can get some continuing dollar strength. That would be a focus. And unfortunately, gold is still a bit of a rally. Now, today's job numbers at 3 p.m. could be a bit of a catalyst for these markets. So we're kind of trading with that in mind. So let's just conclude this trade plan session, and we'll just amend our trade plan for you. So we got a little bit more of a risk-off market dynamic, which became a little bit more. We start to see a little bit of clarity yesterday around that risk-off trade. So limited volatility back from the summer market conditions. What we'll do is we just reference it as kind of a mixed market condition. So we've got risk-off stroke, quite a bit of a mixed bag, really, across these markets. So all this means is we need to get some further confirmation of narratives driving markets, and we want to see that price action follow through. So we've still got a gold buy trade above 3450. We never really got an opportunity to get in on a bit of a pullback. Unfortunately, the move kicked in, you know, last week, really, when we were on holiday. So it's one of those trades that we can't really do an awful lot about. Elsewhere, we want to keep all options open. That's absolutely the case. US indices weakness, and this would be pre job numbers. And the last thing really is USD strength, again pre jolt. Oops, job numbers. Okay, so that's kind of our trade plan, which means we can stick with our S&P 500 trade as long as we don't make new short-term highs. So we're going to look to mitigate risk on the S&P 500. And it appears the New Zealand dollar sell trade, it looks like we can stick with that and hopefully book in profits with a view to see how these job numbers play out and see if there's any good opportunities for us to take advantage of. So so we just got one more market, which is crude oil. We were thinking, could we rally into resistance? And that's the case. So we've rallied into the $66 level. So we'll just put that $66 level in here. Okay, so look, that's our trade plan for the day. Again, keeping options open with these US job numbers, things can shift pretty quickly on us, unfortunately. But so that's our trade plan. This is what we're looking at for the day. So we're looking to see, well, our expectation would be that the gold's going to continue higher. The problem is we don't really have a setup to trade. So we need a bit of a pullback in gold. It's the entry was a good few days ago. So elsewhere, US indices, we've got to We saw some weakness yesterday. We're looking to see, are we going to get some continuation? We mentioned yesterday, it's very likely that we won't, but let's wait and see. Let's not preempt. And some dollar strength as well. So you've got a risk-off market dynamic, which is something that at least it's a little bit on the coherent side. And these positions would be prior to jolt job numbers at 3 p.m. today. So if we did add something, we're looking for a kind of a short-term, you know, six-hour move, something like that, where we can get a bit of momentum and volatility and see if we can take advantage. But we'll have to keep our options open. And then potentially we've had a bit of a pullback in U.S. oil up to $66. And if we turn around at those levels and start to roll over, there could be a decent sell trade there in U.S. oil. So that just keeps us on the straight and narrow and keeps us focused on what we're looking for in the day ahead. And we're going to apply this trade plan now in the European trading session. So those of you that can join us, the narratives are a little bit, yesterday it was a little bit clearer in terms of, you know, recessionary fears, probably due to the Fed cutting rates because of weaker job numbers, which meant risk off, indices lower, dollar higher. We're still sticking with that for now, but perhaps not for much longer. So that's our trade plan in the chat box. Hopefully that makes a little bit of sense. We'll be in the European trading session now in just about a minute's time. Those of you that can join us, we'll talk about our trade plan in a little bit more detail and we'll answer any questions you have as well. So reach out if you do have any questions. And we'll see you there very shortly, guys. So on that note, thanks for joining us as always. Very much appreciated. It is important to plan your trades and at least know what you are planning on doing. And then we can execute our trade plan, which is what our European and US trading session is all about. On that note, guys, listen, take care of yourselves. Apologies for the slightly delayed start today. And we'll see you in the European trade room there very, very shortly. Thanks, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. Bye for now. Bye-bye.